HR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Tropical Storm Debbie is now battering Georgia and North Carolina with torrential and potentially historic rainfall. Charleston, South Carolina Mayor William Cogswell.
We are prepared for this event, but for your own safety and the safety of the emergency responders, please stay indoors.
Correspondent Christian Benavides is in Savannah.
Southeast Georgia, Savannah, they know how to deal with storms. What is unusual here is that you've got a tropical storm that is stalling, and the fact that it could go on for multiple hours, and it could be a multi-day event. That's what's unusual.
Forecasters are predicting up to 30 inches of rain through midweek. The storm's blamed for at least 5 deaths, one near Tampa, where a truck driver was killed after veering off the road and into a canal. More than 117,000 customers in Florida have no power right now. Vice President Harris has officially wrapped up her party's nomination, and this morning she's expected to reveal her VP pick. CBS's Jared Hill.
Monday night, Democratic delegates voted to make her the first woman of color to lead a major party ticket. Now Harris and her yet-to-be-named running mate are about to set off on a tour of 7 battleground states. In an interview with YouTuber Aiden Ross, former President Donald Trump commented on the potential pick with an attack on Harris.
All of the people that she's looking at are considered much better than her.
There are signs of a stock market recovery after yesterday's huge sell-off. Analyst Gene Peroni.
I think that we'll begin to see the market stabilize here. I think we'll see bargain hunters start to look for opportunities.
Dow futures are up 179, NASDAQ futures ahead 166, and Japan's Nikkei has logged its best day since October of 2008. A federal judge says Google's been operating an illegal monopoly, violating U.S. antitrust laws by paying companies like Apple to make Google their default search engine on phones and computers. Legal contributor Lori Levinson.
It's really the first big case in a quarter century, and it's the first big case where the Department of Justice won against a big tech giant in the internet age.
American gymnast Suni Lee is looking back on her run at the Olympics after winning a gold, 2 bronze medals, and falling off the balance beam in yesterday's final.
I'm feeling good. I'm really happy with how everything went, and I'm glad that it's over, though.
U.S. men's basketball and U.S. women's soccer teams both play today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is preparing for flooding. More than 3 inches of rain could fall overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning in some parts of the state. A flood watch is in effect for an area stretching from Portage and Columbus southeast to the Milwaukee area. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin is at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution August 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education. And this would have far-reaching and far-lasting effects.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Packers get Kraft back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After suffering a torn pectoral muscle this spring, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft has been cleared to practice.
I think the reason why I'm playing in the NFL is because my yak capabilities. You know, we get in a hot situation, I'm in the flat, catch the ball, it's a 20-yard game.
Baseball, L.A. Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman returned to action after being at his 3-year-old son Max's bedside last week, paralyzed with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
It's been a long week. No one should have to go through this, especially a 3-year-old. I don't know how many times Chelsea and I said we wish we could switch, you know.
The boy's now back home in recovery. Freeman thanking the Dodgers organization and Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Anybody associated with the Dodgers has been incredible. And then I want to give a shout out to Pat Murphy and his staff. They actually sent a whole video to us and my family about how they were praying for us and wishing us well.
The Brewers play the Braves tonight in Atlanta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the mid-70s this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 55 for a low. Tomorrow, partly becoming mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more information about the best Supreme Court justice money can buy and an unbearable update about Robert Kennedy Jr. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back. So our question tonight is, what kind of underwear do you like on the opposite sex or the same sex, if that's how you choose to be, which is totally fine. What kind of underwear do you like on your mate? It is National Underwear Day. We had to ask this question. This is hard-hitting news that we cover here at Nightlight. So, girls, what do you like on a guy? Guys, what do you like on a girl? Jim from Appleton says, nothing particular. They all come off. Well done, Jim. Very nice. Jack from Merrimack. In the 414 says, I was a professional lifeguard for close to a decade. When someone on the beach had a belly that hung over his Speedo, we used to call it Dunlop's disease, as in his belly Dunlop over his swimsuit. All right, Jack. Very good. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. Keep those texts coming. Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause will be here at 820, rocking the place. We have live entertainment coming in from the guys from Ask Your Mother. We'll be here shortly. And tomorrow night on the show, Thomas Lennon from Reno 911 will be here, and comedian, producer, writer Tony Boswell. Right now, I'm thrilled to have my current guest here, Tom Ryan. He's a comedian. Check out his stuff on, if you Google Tom Ryan and Dry Bar Comedy Special, David Letterman, all of his sets will come up. He's a great joke writer and a great performer, and he's with us here tonight on Nightlight. Finally, Tom, I got you on the show. It's great to have you.
Yeah, it's so nice to be here, and thank you for having me. And by the way, Appleton, yes, when you asked earlier, had I worked Wisconsin, I used to work Milwaukee, and I did the Appleton Club,
yes,
too. If that's what so if you have any connections up there, you let me know.
Listen, Pete. I know a ton of people, Tom. No one listens to me, but I do know a ton.
I will drop your name all over the state. It'll help.
So before the break, Tom, we were talking about how much you liked Woody Allen, and I was unaware. I'm going back to the early 90s here, and I said I had never heard his stand-up, and you made cassette tapes for me and sent them to me. And I thought that was great. And then you put a message, because you sent them through snail mail, which was the only way to go then, and you said, may your calendar this year runneth over.
Runneth over.
Loved it.
Line, and it did runneth over, didn't it? And I remember, if I remember correctly, it was a Maxell 2 silver tape.
It probably was. Nothing but the best. And I probably never sent you the $4 either for the...
No. It's too bad what happened to him, because he was one of my all-time comedic heroes.
Yeah.
That stand-up he did. And I was not aware of his stand-up until just about the time that I was about to get into it. I had heard one of the Moose bit.
Oh, great bit.
Which is a classic. But then I went out in a used record store, I bought that double album of his, and I couldn't believe how great it was.
Yeah.
And I used to make copies of that, but that was one of those albums that I really listen to a lot over and over and over again. Well, and then you try to talk like those. Whoever you get influenced by, you try not to talk like them on stage.
Right.
You find yourself going, so I was driving down I-90.
My girlfriend says to me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and not only that, but his list of credit. I mean, how prolific he is as a filmmaker.
Oh, man.
It's ridiculous. So all that stuff happens, and the same thing with Cosby, because I remember growing up listening to Cosby too. I'm like, come on.
I know. I had to remove two themes from my comedy bio.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I had both those guys on there and they removed them. And then boiled it down to my influences, early influences as a kid were George Carlin and David Brenner. But it used to say George Carlin, David Brenner, Woody Allen, and Bill Cosby.
Wow, nice. You know, it's funny you said David Brenner because my first week ever working at your home club, the Comedy Corner, West Palm, which Whitney set me up with, I opened for David Brenner.
Oh, and man.
I maybe had 20 minutes if I was lucky of material. Yeah. And Brenner, I watched his set, and he was one of the guys I grew up watching on The Tonight Show. Just a phenomenal comic.
Yeah.
And I went over to the condo between shows and I came back and someone that worked at the club said, Mr. Brenner would like to see you in his dressing room. I'm like, oh no, what did I do? You know, but I go in there and he just sat me down. He was eating a sandwich and he's like, so what do you want to do? What are you doing? What do you want to do with this? He was the nicest guy in the world and just gave me advice.
I was honored. Probably the week you did that, I was honored to meet him because I grew up also. He was from Philadelphia as well. So that was an extra connection.
Oh yeah.
Years later, I got to work with him a couple times over the years, but years later, I moved to New York and I joined a pool league at a place called Amsterdam Billiards. That is my second passion in life outside of comedy is Amsterdam Billiards.
Nice.
It's one of the best pool rooms in the country. I play on the league there for the last 16 years. He was the co-owner of that pool room.
Whoa.
And so I used to run into him there and I became Facebook friends with him and I said, hey, David, I'm the guy that I work with you in Florida in comedy, and now I'm a member of the pool league at Amsterdam. He goes, well, as long as they're not laughing at your pool, you're going to be fine. That was a message back and forth that went like a man. And when I would run into him at Amsterdam Billiards, he was always just the coolest, take a minute to say hello. And
yeah,
he's a great player too, by the way. And he was a great guy.
I have to tell you, now that we've mentioned all these memories are coming back, Tom, this is great.
Yeah.
Dan Whitney, who became Larry the Cable Guy, he stayed at our apartment one week, my then girlfriend, now wife, and I, and I would drive him out to the Zanies out that was like an hour outside of Chicago, and we went to a couple ball games. It was really fun.
Right.
But yeah, so Whitney says, hey, I'm working on this new character. Let me know what you think. And he puts the cable guy hat on halfway through his set. And I think he said like two or three lines. He's like, hey, do you order cable? And,
that's right.
Yeah. And the crowd kind of went, okay. And then he gets off stage. He goes, so what did you think? And I was like, eh. And then a year later, he's selling out arenas.
Yeah, that's so funny.
It was insane.
We had the same manager, not Colleen.
Oh, I love Colleen.
Colleen McGar, she got his character. But the guy who owned the Comedy Corner and was a big concert promoter, he thought Dan Whitney was the best. And I remember one time in his office, he said, Dan, you got to drop that Southern accent thing you're doing. And
that's so great. This shows you what I know.
Amazing. Yeah.
So, Tom, we have a couple minutes left. What's your favorite talk show host? You know, so many talk show hosts facilitated great comedians over the years. Who do you like the best?
Well, I mean, over the years, Johnny and Letterman, of course. Currently, and I don't watch that much of the late night shows, but I see what bubbles up on the internet. And I've always, whenever I tune in, I like Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's favorite of the crop that's out there right now. I just find him consistently good at what he does.
Yeah.
And his sketches are funny and he's quick. He's a great delivery on his monologue. So, you know, they're all good, but, and I don't mean to, you know,
be Mr.
Oh, good, but, but I mean, I think Kimmel, Kimmel's my favorite of the currents.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I Colbert's so funny, but he's almost like a character. Like he's a performer. You know, Kimmel's a host. Like like you said, they're both great. Fallon, I could take or leave, but yeah, I'm with you there.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know, Tom, you had what it took, or when did you think you knew you had what it took to do what you're doing, to become a stand-up comedian?
Well, when I was in the sixth grade, I noticed I was pretty good at ad-libbing.
Nice.
Interacting nuns at nuns, Catholic school. I could get a laugh from the group. I got hooked with stand-up on TV from David Brenner, watching him. My mom used to let us stay up late. He's from Philadelphia. You can watch him, you know.
Yeah.
Carson, et cetera, Johnny Carson. Okay, so then through the years, I always thought, man, I kind of would love to try that someday. But I never did it in Philadelphia because I didn't want anybody I knew see me bomb.
Right.
So it wasn't until I moved to Florida on a fluke. And when I started keeping a notebook and jotting things down, there were some lines that popped into my head where I go, man, I think that could work on stage. So it was, I kind of sensed that I had a proper sense of humor to do stand up. But it wasn't until I started that notebook, before I ever did the first open mic, where some of the ideas, I started to see that it's a process of tinkering.
Right.
Up with a premise and just keep tinkering with it. And so, but after the first open mics, I think within the first 6 months, I remember having a show at an amateur night that a radio show put on, and it wasn't just getting laughs. It was some rolling laughter started to flow, and I go, nice. Ooh, this is going to connect. And I thought, I think I had 10 minutes at the time, and I thought, if I can get to 30 minutes, I think I can quit my job and go on the road. And that happened within 2 years, you know? So
wow.
It's a process, obviously. As you know what it's like. When we look back on our early tapes, there was a force that was protecting us from seeing how horrible we were. There was something that, because if we truly saw how awful it was in those early, early days, we wouldn't have persisted.
That's so great. That's such a great answer.
Yeah, but because I remember the first time I did 6 minutes and I only got 4 laughs and it was 17 people in the crowd, if I remember correctly. And overall, it was like, I kind of bombed, but I came off stage, I go, 4 of my ideas got laughs.
Yeah, you're onto something.
And I thought, take those 4, and the second time on stage, open with those. And that's how it all got rolling.
My favorite thing, before I let you go, I just have to say, and yeah. I quoted this, one of your jokes earlier, and this is, whenever your name comes up in circles, whatever I say, my favorite Tom Ryan line is, I have very fair skin. I once got a really bad sunburn standing next to a guy with a bright future.
Oh, man.
Brilliant.
Look, I got.
Same. Yeah. Same, buddy.
And then
the other one is, you said you don't understand how they come up with the icons for cars. My oil light went on. I thought I was low on gravy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Either that or 3 wishes coming my way.
Right. Yeah. Hey, this is really fun, buddy. I cannot thank you enough.
Really enjoyed it. Good to reconnect with you.
Likewise. Let's do it again soon. Don't be a stranger. And for the love of God, take care of that cat. You don't need Todd Berry in your ass.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tom. That's Tom Ryan. Google Tom. I'm telling you, Google his stuff on Google, and check out his dry bar special. Very funny. Conrad, what's the line I liked? I've been doing comedy for 30 years. This is my fourth gig. Very funny guy. Coming up next, hey, we're going to do some rock and roll right here in the studio. The guys from Ask Your Mother are here. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burgerfest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. We are broadcasting live. This is live radio. What do you say about that, Conrad? Live radio, old school, buddy.
Yeah, it's great.
Podcasts are great, but live radio, baby, that is where it is at. I don't think I've ever called Conrad baby before. You guys are already set up. That was like a covert, just snuck in and...
Well, I heard 30 seconds and I was like, let's hurry up.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
It is great to have you guys in studio. We've got Eric Ratzek and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother are here. They're going to perform for us, and we're going to have a discussion about what I like to call rock and roll.
Sure.
Sure.
We can do that.
How you guys been?
Good. Busy, man. You just caught us at the end of a very busy period in our lives for Ask Your Mother.
That's true. And we've been all over the state in the past week alone.
Really?
So we've been all over.
Tell us
place.
About it. Where you been?
Well, Green Bay, for one.
Yeah. Just here. Across the street here.
We were here. Yeah. We were over at Titletown on the rooftop.
Oh, sweet.
Doing our own U2 show there. No, it wasn't really like it. It was on the rooftop, though.
It rivaled the Beatles on the rooftop. It was.
There was more people over here, I think, that we could see from there because they had their I don't know what they have over here. Like on
didn't
the
matter.
City deck.
It wasn't Ask Your Mother. That's all that matters.
There was a lot of people that ended up over there, but it was fun. What else? We were on Channel 5 that
week.
Yeah. We did live at 5 in the morning, so we did that. Well, it wasn't that early. It was like Channel 5. What I'm saying, Channel 5.
It was
like a live segment. We played on there for a little bit and did a little interview, and then. That night, we were in Oshkosh at SOS Brothers Tent and EAA, so that was crazy fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been nuts. Milwaukee last weekend, so we've been all over.
This is just a side hustle for you guys.
Yeah, it's true.
We all have real jobs.
Let's not forget Scandinavia.
Yeah, the cornrows.
Squeeze Scandinavia in there. They always get forgotten. Scandinavia corn roast.
I don't know why we'd forget that when the zipper operator was so kind to offer us free rides the next day. Yeah. Not that day,
If we came back the next day, we would get free rides.
I was this close to canceling our state fair gig just for the rides.
So what was the zipper at? Was it like at a county fair?
Well, it's like the Scandinavia does like a corn roast is what it's called.
Okay.
So it's like a kind of a community fundraiser kind of thing. Like we were on stage the night for like the Scandinavia Fire Department hired us for that. So
very nice.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it's a fun show. We like doing it. And
It's a good event.
Good crowd.
You don't the get
people
the zipper
were
after
fun.
Every show.
Well, Tim, our lead guitar player, says it's not a county fair unless it has a zipper. They're
or
just
the tilt
posing.
World. And you feel like you're going to die sometimes. Like, once in a while, the guys look like they really know how to assemble the stuff. But every once in a while, man, you're like, nice.
There was always that comedian that said, like, a couple hours ago, this ride was on the highway.
So what was the Milwaukee gig?
State Fair. We were down
there
for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that crowd like?
Oh, it's
I would
awesome.
Imagine they're
so
fantastic.
Cool.
Fun. Yeah. Absolutely. But we get, we've been doing the Saturday there at the Tavern at the Park, and it's, just a huge, just eclectic mix of people, I guess would be the way to say it.
And at different times. So you have people that are there when you start, you have people walking by, you have people stopping and listening, you have people singing along as they're walking, you know, from the barn to the exhibition hall.
Let's not forget the guy that was breakdancing.
We had some creative, we had a dance-off at one point between.
It was nuts.
It was crazy.
5, 6, 7.
They were going for it, man.
Yeah, the guy just, I mean, it's like blacktop. It's not like conducive for breakdancing.
No, he didn't bring a piece of cardboard or anything. He was just right on the blacktop.
He's like, I'm going for it.
And he did.
He went for it.
He won, I say.
What's
he won the dance-off.
What's the biggest crowd you guys have ever played for?
I'd probably be opening for Cheap Trick, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we played open for Cheap Trick at the Greenville Lions Catfish Races, that whole deal they do every year, a few years back.
Yeah, that was, I think, 10,000 at that one.
Yeah.
Something
Holy
like that.
Smoke. What is that? What does that do to you guys, as performers? I mean,
I think get a little nervous. Yeah. I mean, a little bit. Sure, like, you walk out. The thing is, what I always find is funny, I feel like a bigger crowd is easier to play for than a small crowd.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there's more judgment happening from 10 people versus 10,000.
Yeah. Right. And it's almost like a roller coaster because you might be, you're nervous, you know, heading up that ramp. You're nervous until you play that first note.
Yeah.
And you play the note and people start singing along, all of a sudden you're going and you just ride it.
You just feed off of it. It's huge. It's fun.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. How did you get the gig? Did Cheap Trick's management reach out?
I like to think so, but that's not what happened. Personally, they asked for us.
I think our agent got us actually that show. Bananas Entertainment got us in there. So
thanks, Lance.
Yeah. Lance, Ryan, shout out to Megan, Lance. If you're listening, yes, thank you all. We appreciate you.
But you got some cool stuff coming up too. Speaking of crowds, you get the Brown County Fair.
Heck yeah!
Let's find out when that is.
It's a Thursday.
It's next Thursday, isn't it?
Not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so we at the Brown County Fair. We've got that coming up. We've got we get a full weekend that weekend because
we have three in a row. Yeah. That's a big weekend. Nice. So that weekend, we got Brown County Fair the Thursday, which is...
That's a week from this 15th. Coming.
Yeah, okay. The 15th will be there. We're also doing our favorite country bar, that one in Appleton. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Watertown, speaking of all over the map.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We'll be there. We got a Rippin' Main Street show coming up August 23rd. We're doing Jones Park. That'll be huge.
Is that the Thursday night thing they do?
Yeah, that's fun.
Really cool.
That's the last week they're doing it, too, is when we're there.
Oh, for the summer?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, that's a real big crowd. It's a great crowd. It's a lot of fun. Family-friendly, a lot of food, a lot of music. Also, my wife's birthday, so that's going
to
be...
Oh, boy. It's Aaron freaking Krause's birthday, so we got to make sure we shout that out. Yeah. And then,
you guys are kind of like celebrities around here. So,
I don't know about all that.
But. Well, I mean, you have a following. I mean, we do. It's really easy to find out information.
We just got 10,000 followers on Facebook, nice. So that's a good milestone.
We get recognized in not like... paparazzi style, but you might be sitting down for dinner and somebody's like, oh, how'd the gig go? And you're like, I have no idea who you are.
which one?
Who are you?
Is it different when you play here where people are more likely to know you as down, like, say, Watertown or something?
Yeah, for sure. Crowds, and I feel like different? I feel like it's if they don't know us, they're going to by the time we're done. Like, I've tried to make it memorable, you know? Yeah.
Does it make you try harder?
It does. You're trying to get new fans? I feel like when it's someone that hasn't seen us and we have to work a little harder to win them over, that's what I'll do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For sure.
Sing louder.
I don't know if I can sing louder.
I don't know
louder.
If you could sing louder. You can't sing louder. Tim's amp can't be any louder. It can't be any louder if we wanted to
I might jump
be.
Higher, though. Yeah. I might try to jump higher.
Get a little bit extra.
See, I have Reebok
pumps.
I'm not wearing them tonight. I only wear them on stage, but I do have a set of Reebok pumps that I do pump up before each show.
We were talking about this before, how it's hard for you to, like, as animated as you are when you sing, to just sit in a chair in a studio, but you're still, like, just, like, feeling it, man. Yeah. Like, you guys also have a date in Shawano.
We're doing the Shawano Fair for Labor Day weekend. Yeah, that should be a good one.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. We haven't played that one yet, so I'm always... curious is when it's a new place, like what it's going to be like, and always excited for that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How much do you guys make a year? Don't say that. Conrad, stop.
With all of our shows, or like each of us individually, like.
I'm just. Do you want us to bring a W-2? You guys must be loaded.
You guys must bring a W-2.
Yeah.
Next
and that's your tax forms. Yeah.
And that doesn't count all of our modeling gigs that we do as well.
Right.
Well, we could have you do some of that too. I'd rather hear you play, but let's do that.
We'll get into that.
We'll take a short news break from Civic Media's award-winning news team, and when we come back, Adam and Eric are here from Ask Your Mother, and they are going to rock us out right here in the studio. You got Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'll be happy.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Debbie has weakened to a tropical storm, slamming parts of the southeast. National Weather Service meteorologist John Quagliarello.
Potential for historic rainfall, which is likely to result in areas of catastrophic flash and urban flooding this week in association with Tropical Storm Debbie.
At least five deaths blamed on the storm, one in Georgia, four in Florida. Stocks are bouncing back after yesterday's market sell-off. CBS's Jolene Kent.
It is highly unlikely that the Fed will call an emergency meeting. We do expect that previously scheduled meeting in mid-September, though, to yield an interest rate cut. It's just now a matter of how much.
A federal judge has ruled Google's been violating U.S. antitrust law by spending billions of dollars to promote its search engine. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
In a lot of ways, one of the easier parts of this case has been answered. Now that Google is decidedly a monopolist, now the hard part is what do we do about it?
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The lawyer for Devante Mitchell's family says an autopsy shows he died at the hands of four hotel employees in downtown Milwaukee June 30th. Mitchell was held down by four Hyatt employees after an incident at the hotel. Police recommend felony murder charges, but prosecutors said they were waiting for autopsy results before making a decision. Violent crime trends are going down in Milwaukee. The same is true nationwide. Advocates say the trends are encouraging, but the data is limited.
Homicide is influenced by a lot of local factors. In fact, we know that most violence can be isolated to specific neighborhoods within a city, so that it's essential for leaders to take time to analyze and fully understand local crime patterns.
Ernesto Lopez is with the Council on Criminal Justice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Molly Kearney has left the show Saturday Night Live after two seasons. Kearney is the show's first non-binary cast member ever. On social media, Kearney called their SNL experience a dream come true and looked back fondly. Her exit follows the exit of fellow cast member Punky Johnson, who announced she was leaving the show after four seasons. Johnson also put out a social media message that said, SNL, I love you. What could possibly make shooting a steamy sex scene for a movie even more awkward? When asked what his most embarrassing scene ever to film was by Elle magazine, Josh Hartnett said it was a scene from the 2001 film Pearl Harbor, where he and co-star Kate Beckinsale made love in a parachute. If you haven't already guessed, it was a Michael Bay film. The star of the new film Trapped says Beckinsale's one-year-old child and her boyfriend were present during filming. That's enough to give a guy a case of the yips, among other things. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the mid-70s this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop down to around 55 for a low. Tomorrow, partly becoming mostly cloudy, with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell, and from Reno 911 and Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You've seen her dressed in blue.
Question tonight, what is your favorite kind of underwear on your people you're attracted to? Men, what do you like on women? Women, what do you like on men? Men, what do you like on men or whatever? Whatever you like, please share. We've had some great answers tonight. And that is going to be my next question to my in-studio guest right now.
Kind of I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Well, Adam,
what do you like on me, Stretch?
Well, the thing is, we've all seen each other in our underwear because we always change clothes between like our setup clothes and our gig clothes. So,
okay.
Adam, you have great taste in boxers. I mean, I'm just going to say that right now.
You know, I appreciate that coming from you, a man of, distinguished tastes.
Yeah.
When it comes to other men's underwear.
They're always very solid color. That's good for you. I don't like the busy patterns on you. No, the solid color's better.
And I will say the camouflage patterned Speedo cut that you rock.
Whoa.
Is.
Well, I mean, sometimes it gets hot in that duck marsh, you know.
Yeah.
So
Cut to a commercial. How do you know it's camouflage? That's what he's
exactly
wearing. Blend right in.
Walk right into it.
Well, thank you for indulging us in our question of the night. It is International Underwear Day, so we had to ask that. You're a big fan of the state. You saw our
love
ad
that.
Went out.
Yes.
Tom Lennon is here tomorrow night.
That's amazing. Right.
And I forgot about that character. What was the character? The
old fashioned guy. Like one of the things he said. It was kind of like when SNL did their deep thoughts with Jackie.
Yeah,
that was like their answer to that. But it was him in like a blue leisure suit walking down like a country path, like whittling wood, and he'd be like, "Call me old fashioned, but women voters, welcome to planet Mars." Like he'd say just crazy stuff like that. It was so funny.
They just did a tour recently too.
Oh really?
Yeah, they got the band back.
That's awesome.
Nice. Hey, we could sit here and yak all night, but I would love to hear whatever you guys, I know what you're going to play and I'm very excited about it, but why don't you tell people what we're going to hear?
So we're going to do New Age Girl by Dead Eye Dick. Most people recognize it as the Mary Moon song from Dumb and Dumber.
All right. Yeah. Adam and Eric in studio from Ask Your Mother.
Rough. I got a new age girl.
Tell us what she's like.
Environmentalist girl.
Does she ride a bike?
She has a crystal necklace.
Spends a lot of cash.
Though her vibes are rather reckless.
She's headed for a crash.
Overflowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental wind. I ask her without knowing, where do we begin? Mary Moon! She's a vegetarian. She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Well, she drives a wind car.
How does she like it?
It doesn't get a fall.
Why she doesn't bike it?
But it gets it to where she's going
I don't know, I don't know.
Where the news? I wish I knew. Don't know where she's going and I don't know where she's been. All I know that loving her has gotta be a sin. Mary Moon, she's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, Moon. We love me all the step to generic.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Oh, she loves me so she hates to be alone. She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Mary Moon, don't you hesitate. Don't segregate your thoughts from your emotions.
Mary Moon,
I know devotion isn't way out there. Rough.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
great. Very nice. How is that song not just called Mary Moon?
I don't know.
Try to be artsy about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
So that's kind of new in your repertoire?
Yeah, it's new-ish. I mean, obviously the song's from the 90s.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we added it not too long ago.
Not about within the last year or so. I think we added that like when we started doing the Killers and that too around then.
Yeah, we try to keep it fresh, not just for the crowd, obviously. They want every show to feel a little bit different and unique. But for us being in the band, you know, if we just played the same 20 songs every night in the same order, it would get pretty stale for us too.
Yeah.
So it keeps it fresh for everybody.
Adam's really good at like throwing random like songs in songs. So
yeah, that also keeps it fun.
Depending where we're playing, like all of a sudden, like we're playing at EA and all of a sudden I hear the Top Gun theme being played in the middle of a song. And I'm like, I know what Adam's doing right now.
All I need, the only Stretch is one of the only people that notices it. So when I do it, he just turns around and gives me a little smile, a little wink. And that's how I know I've done well. Yeah. If I crack Joey, the drummer up, that's gold.
That's important.
That's what I feel.
Who do you guys like to, I mean, I'm sure you have a ton of them, but who do you like to play the most?
Man,
from a band standpoint?
Yeah, like, or solo, whatever, you know.
I think that one of my favorite songs we do perform, and I think just because of its crowd reaction and how much fun we have with the crowd, it is My Body by Young the Giant. I just always love doing that one. I feel like we do a really good job on it. Volbeat also did a cover of that as well, but it's kind of like one of the songs where I like make everybody stand up if they don't, if they're just being lazy.
Yeah.
Get up. Get out of your. I know you have a table, but just stand next to it for one song. That's all I'm asking.
And do you ever do that? Are you ever confrontational?
Oh, absolutely.
Like getting in people.
How detailed do you want to get on this question?
Yeah. Adam's really good at, if he's not getting a reaction, he will insult your town until he gets a reaction.
In a playful way.
Yeah, he doesn't mean anything by it. He's just trying to get your attention, is all. Like, if we're in Green Bay, he'd be like, well, this really sounds like a DePere crowd tonight, man, since you guys aren't really doing anything.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment, though, in a way.
Yeah. You know, that's the goal. That's
what I'm going for. Doesn't sound like a Green Bay, I know.
Yeah.
We should mention, you guys are many Whammy nominees. That's
always a
cool.
Bridesmaid, never the bride. But
oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. I'd
doesn't
actually
matter. Yeah.
It's like American Idol. You do better if you don't win.
Right.
Kind of thing. So
okay.
I've always thought of us as the Chris
then you're
Daughtry
win one
of cover
right.
bands.
Like, forget about all that other stuff.
For sure. Didn't like wasn't Morgan Wallen one of them? Look at him. He's throwing stuff off rooftops.
He was on American Idol.
I thought he was on one of those shows.
Really?
Who is that?
Morgan Wallen? Come on, you don't know the guy that threw the chair off the top of a building in Nashville and almost hit some cops and got arrested.
Oh, yeah, we want to be like him.
That's what that's the verse striving for.
What about Soul Patrol? What was that guy? Remember him?
No, I don't.
Who was Soul Patrol? He had the gray hair?
I have no idea.
Oh my god!
Was that American Idol?
Yeah, he was on American Idol.
See, that's why I don't know. No, okay. I barely know any
that was
of the
years
people
ago.
On there. Yeah. Like I know Kelly Clarkson because she like won the first one.
Do you guys do any Kelly Clarkson?
No. We haven't. We did a Taylor Swift song one time.
Yeah.
Okay. But we don't do any Kelly
people
Clarkson.
People lose their minds, or was it? Kind of...
It was. She wasn't as big at the time when we did it. I think it was poor timing on our part when we did it. But I mean, people kind of laugh.
I want to revisit.
We'll
that.
Bring it back. Yeah.
Right. I think one song that's kind of fun that we brought back is Flo Rida Low. We started doing. So, like,
that's a great. Wait, is that the one? I got a good feeling. Is that
no?
It's the boots on the boots with the fur. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Sing a little bit of a stretch there.
Oh man, now I gotta think how it goes now.
He can start you off.
I usually play keyboards on this.
Shorty Adam Apple. There it is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He doesn't play it on guitar. He plays the keys. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, that one.
She had the apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
With the fur.
That's a fun one to do.
Really, you guys do that a good job. I think you did that last time. You were playing like a dance tune.
I don't remember.
Maybe we did Tricky. I don't know.
Maybe, did we do Tricky?
We might have.
We did. It's Tricky, Run DMC. I know we did Foo Fighters last time for
sure. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite venue in like Northeast Wisconsin and then maybe wider in the state? Sure. You have a favorite?
Well, I have to say the Epic in here. Like that place is unbelievable. Bay, yeah. that place is unbelievable. But like, I don't know. Where else do you think? Like,
well, I always, cause that's a pretty common question. You know, what's your favorite show of the year? What do you like to play? That Oshkosh EAA is a blast because it's people from all over the world, mm-hmm. and it's a big crowd, and they just dance and have a good time. They're all camping there, so they're all hanging out all night.
They do.
They've all had a few few brewskis.
And
they
it's
say.
Kind of funny because they're like 90% of them are either pilots or just crazy aviation enthusiasts, and so they're. I don't know. I feel like they don't party a lot, but when they do, they let it snap.
They let it go, man.
I feel like they're all on vacation. And it's one of those things like where you play a vacation venue area that's on vacation. People already have the mindset we're having fun.
Yeah.
And it's just that much easier to make them have more fun.
But they're really, I mean, I can't.
Hard to pick a one place.
I won't name any names. There are venues that I never liked playing that we don't play anymore. The ones
because he said he didn't want to play there anymore.
That's exactly what I said. And we haven't played there since.
It's good.
But there is not a bad venue in the valley or in the area.
There's so many good places. It's hard to pick one.
People treat you well. Good stages, good crowds. So I don't want to knock any of the ones that we do play because they are all really pretty spectacular.
Those are the voices of Adam Krause and Eric Rathsack, the guys from Ask Your Mother who are here for the second time. This is so cool. Yeah. All right.
Thanks for having us back.
Oh, my pleasure.
We must not have like made them too mad.
Thought maybe
last
I left
time.
My keys here or something.
Just glad I wasn't one of the places you guys like trash before
no.
we left.
No,
and
no,
said, we don't want to.
No, like, no, no, no.
We'll
no,
do Mido and the Mayor, but we're not doing Nightlight anymore.
No, go. Both are good. It's the same studio. I mean, why would we trash it?
I'm a nice guy, so I don't. Those guys I know, they can bully people.
Well, Jim was asking me if I wanted to get into politics, and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
He's trying to groom you for take his old seat.
No, Jim, I'm fine being a singer in a band. That's cool.
All right, so answer this question for me. Let's do Adam first. When people say, when they watch you play guitar, they say, oh, he reminds me of, who do you want them to say?
I would love it if they said Slash.
Oh, ooh, nice.
I would love that, yeah.
That's a great answer.
No, for the record, no one has ever said that, but if they did, I would be
floored. Hey, I will now, though.
Somebody said that you reminded them of the Winter Soldier, though. So
that's even better.
Wait, is that from The Boys?
No.
Oh, no, that's from the Marvel. Captain America.
Marvel. Okay. The Boys is a great show, though.
I'm trying to get through. Season 3?
Yeah.
I mean, it was so graphic.
Wait for the finale.
I'm not a prude. Yeah, I hear it's great.
It's awesome.
My son has been asking me to watch it. I love Season 1. Season 2, I thought really got going, but the... Season 3 had so much crazy stuff, it kind of took me out of the story a little bit.
Oh, it gets crazier.
In a good way?
Yeah, it's almost parallel to kind of, like, you know, very on topic with the political...
Yes,
climate.
I've heard that. I've heard that. And I'm on season 2, or I'm sorry, season 4, episode 2.
It's a good show. So I like it.
We'll circle back after I finish it. We'll see. All right, so same question for you. When they see you sing and perform... That guy reminds me of...
Oh, man. I don't know if I have anybody that I would wish... I mean, Dave Grohl's a hero of mine, of course, so I would say that. Just for the energy he puts out. I've seen him twice live, and it's awesome. Yeah. It's a good vibe you get from him all night. I feel like he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he takes what he does seriously.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I approach it. I've always said, though, for two local guys that I always looked up to, Mikey Wendland and Scotty Thurwatcher, those two guys, if I can mend them into one... lead singer, that'd be the perfect lead singer, I think.
Wow, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Great answer.
Yeah.
And Dave Grohl, too.
Yeah.
Nirvana and the Foo. I'm amazed at people that can do it more than once or with more than one entity, so to speak.
I feel like he's got to be one of the most successful high school dropouts of all time.
Adam and Eric are here from Ask Your Mother. They're going to sing another tune for us when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love, you feel joy, you feel pain, because nothing will be the same. Just another night is all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby,
you're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air. busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hanging out with the guys from Ask Your Mother, Adam Krause and Eric Rathsacker in studio. And they did a tribute. I forgot to mention this. They played a song. They dedicated it to my son.
Heck yeah.
Mary Moon, which, tell me the name of the song again.
It's called New Age Girl by Dead Eye Dick.
New Age Girl. And we've got, we think there's a contingency of mothers watching Ask Your Mother, right?
Yeah, I see my mom said these guys sound great. Thank you, Mom. Amy Vermiglio. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you for listening.
Shout out to you, Amy.
I'm sure Laura Krause is listening.
Yeah,
too.
Laura freaking Krause is definitely.
That'd be Adam's mom. Yeah. She's awesome.
She's definitely out there.
What do you guys? What do you want to play? You
guys. What was the next one we were gonna do?
Let's do country.
We'll do a country because we mix it up with our show. So I don't think we did a country song on here yet. So we're gonna do a country song.
Ask Your Mother in the studio.
Friday at 5, man, I work, 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 but I don't climb, climb, climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a 40-hour week for the trouble to drown. No need to complicate it, I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand, yeah. Parking lot is muddy, can't get to the door. I take my jacked up dropper down in 4x4. Chill down her long neck, warm up the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. I bought a tear a new one in this old town. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, I'm a rockin' man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Let's go drinking.
I forgot the words, Adam.
Isn't this the part where I dance in front of you?
That's what it usually is.
Is that why you can't remember?
That's what it is. Because
you're waiting for me to dance?
I just remembered it.
Okay. Do you need me to dance on you
no.
for this? Okay.
Make me want to go ooh, ooh, ooh. When you dance like that, you got that little tattoo playing peek-a-boo on your back. Yeah, if you want to impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you got to do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a little hungover still hanging around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. My hell, Monday morning, that alarm clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rings. I'm ready to roll, you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover still hanging around. You know that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, ma'am. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Hear that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, ma'am. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. I'll be.
I really did forget the words there for a second.
That's all right. You guys.
You know why I forgot the words?
Why is that, Stretch?
Because you didn't dance on me.
I didn't dance on you. Normally I come up on Stretch and I dance a little bit.
Laura?
Laura Krause.
Laura freaking Krause is right here, guys. And you guys are brides in my book.
We are not bridesmaids. That's the nicest thing someone's ever said to us.
That's with the awards thing, not the underwear question.
Appreciate it.
So that was awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Would you have Eric a favorite Church genre to play? It's not a band.
I will say, when you asked that before, the first thing that popped in my head was Enter Sandman by Metallica.
That's a fun one to play. I like
it. Never gets
one.
Old. The crowd loves it.
We always make them sing back to us too, and they always do it every time.
I will say, I think we probably, if I had to say one of our strengths as a band, is probably kind of the alt rock, hard rock. Stretch can really sing it well. We got two guitars. We can both play well. We got, you know, obviously.
Between Adam and Tim, they both can solo. Like, it's not like we're waiting, like, one has to be rhythm, the other. No, they're both very good on their own. Like,
and Kevin and Joey grew up playing that stuff, and they just love that music. And, you know, you can't play all Metallica. You can't play any, you know, too many Slayer covers in there either. But
hey, you know what? Let's do Breaking the Law, like Judas Priest. Yeah. We do that. Like, that's the song we do. Like, but then we'll do Flo Rida Low, and then we're doing Eric Church, and then Johnny Cash, and then it's like, what else? What don't they do?
Yeah.
Barry Manilow.
It's so cool that people
but
like...
we do.
I think they used to, like, the top 40 used to have a lot of different kinds of music in it. And that sounds like like now it's like you listen to country, rock, folk, whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Most people, I think, like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what we try to do. Like we always say, if you come to our show and you don't like at least one song we do, then you don't like music and just go home and be crabby.
Is that what, I hope we don't say, do we say that?
Yeah, go home and be crabby. If you don't like, if you don't like any of the songs we play, you just stay home and be crabby there.
I think we do see a lot from, this is gonna make me sound old, the younger generation,
kids,
streaming music and things. They have a wider experience of music than we did growing up with the radio.
Oh, I agree with
or
that.
Or buying CDs. When we play a song like Mr. Brightside, which is 20 years old now.
Crazy to me to think that.
Every person under the age of 20 knows the words, all the words to that song, because they've either heard it or they've streamed it or they've seen it on TikTok, whatever. They figured it out and they went and they learned it and they know that song.
Well, so the thing about that
we
song
see that a lot.
Is, jeez, Adam, the first verse and the second verse are exactly the same.
So you could probably remember
so when
that
I
one. Then, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. That was just going to get to that. That's why I haven't screwed that one up.
Is that
yet.
Right?
This is fun. Oh, we got some more Ask Your Mother. This that is from the band.
The
Ask
band.
Your Mother.
That's probably Joey.
Is
I
that
guarantee
Joey?
It. He
Who
also
is?
Said Slayer, so that's definitely Joey.
That's Joey. He just gave himself away.
But speaking of Joey and Kevin, it's a rhythm section. Do you want to leave those guys out? They're great as well. Bass, drums, Joey's yellow kit. You got to come see it.
Oh, it's
they're
so
welcome
yellow.
Here anytime. Conrad, should we just have him play us out?
Yeah, we could do that.
What
all right. Thank you, everybody, tonight. Thank you, Tom Ryan.
Johnny Cash. You
guys,
before.
Thank you for being here. This is Ask Your Mother in Studio. Always great to have these guys here. Tom Lennon is here tomorrow. Tony Boswell. Thank you all for your texts regarding underpants. We'll do another question, non-unmentionable related, tomorrow. This is Peach Wobbin, Night Lake, Night Wisconsin. Play us out, guys.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know how, and I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. That train keeps a-rolling.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, and we'll discuss the new Democratic vice presidential candidate. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.